If you're lucky or planned well ahead of time, you're already down the shore, so your pre-4th weekend will likely be spent on a hammock, at the pool, or on the beach. But the rest of us still have to look for weekend options. But no worries, we got you. Tonight at The Man, WHYY is partnering with NPR for the live version of its ever-popular Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me event starring Peter Sagal.
I have the best kind of fame. It is a scale model of actual fame. It is to what real fame is, what your train set in your basement, if you have one, is to an actual train. In that there are some similarities, you can understand how the real thing works, but it is not the real thing. And one of the ways it works is that unlike other people who are actually famous, if you don't really know and like what I do, you have no idea I exist.
You can guess the answers to trivia questions based on the week's news with a panel of contestants, comedians, writers, and celebrity guests. The show starts at 7:30. On Friday night, Bartram's Garden is hosting a free screening of The Wiz, starring Michael Jackson and Diana Ross. Motown remade The Wizard of Oz for contemporary audiences, and it's become a cult classic in its own right. The show starts at 8:30, but come early for pre-movie kid-friendly activities. Sometimes, you have to leave the kids at home. Paranormal Cirque 3 heads to the Big Ten at the Neshaminy Mall starting on Thursday. It's a mashup of a contemporary circus and a haunted house show with the aerialists, contortionists, and illusionists of the former and the spooky characters and haunting imagery of the latter. The show goes through Sunday.
My mother's Puerto Rican. My father's Dominican. And my stepfather's Cuban. I single-handedly represent the entire Spanish-speaking Caribbean.
Comedian Ada Rodriguez, who recently released her memoir, The Legitimate Kid, heads to City Winery on Sunday night. If you're looking for someone to keep it real, she's that one. Her comedy revolves around her sometimes traumatic upbringing and her insights on what it's like to be a Black Latina comedian in a world that often overlooks and disrespects women of color. Her show starts at 7:30. It's almost the 4th of July, and you know what that means. Time to check out some fireworks. You don't have to wait until the actual holiday. You can see a display aboard the tall ship Gazella on Columbus Boulevard on Saturday night. The ticketed event starts at 7 p.m., and it's open to all ages.
I met a movie star who's famous for his past. I gave him one kiss and singed off his mustache. A funny thing happened. I nearly died. I sat down on an egg, got up, the egg was fried. I'm the last of the Red Hot Mamas. They've all cooled down but me.
That was the real Sophie Tucker, a vaudeville performer who found global stardom with raunchy lyrics and unstoppable hustle. She was known as the last of the Red Hot Mamas, and that's the name of the show inspired by her life story at Bucks County Playhouse. It opens on Friday and goes through July 27th.
But I'm the last of the Red Hot Mamas. I'm getting hotter all the time.
We know you'll find your pre-holiday groove somewhere. Try Delaware. On Friday, the Freeman Arts Pavilion in Selbyville hosts the Super 70s Concert Experience featuring Super Trans Am. They'll play all the yacht rock and 70s pop, rock, and soul you can handle. The show starts at 7 p.m. We're taking it to the streets to figure out our weekend. If you missed anything or want to find out more, head to our website, whyy.org/things-to-do, where we'll have more pre-holiday info. I'm Tanya Pendleton, and I'll be back next Thursday with more things to do. Whatever you choose to do, have a great weekend, everyone.